This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. Tony is in Middletown, Delaware. What's up, Tony?
What's up, Tony?
Yeah, hey, I just want to let Sean know that, you know, if he comes to the Gold Lot, at the stadium, we'll be tailgating, and you know we'll have a couple burgers, brats, and I don't know if you drink beer, but you know a couple
Do
beers for you
beer.
If you want.
Bourbon, brats, and beers,
Tony. I like it. Gold Lot A. Okay, all right, we'll put you
Gold
on
Lot A. Just look for the black dude with a cowboy hat. That'll be
oh,
me.
That's easy to find. All right,
wait, not a football cowboy hat.
With the Stetson. Cowboy hat.
Hey, black cowboys, there's a long history of them.
That's
I
it.
Love it, bro.
I'm just making sure it wasn't a Dallas Cowboys hat.
No, I got what he was saying.
No, I got it too. I just wanted to confirm it because I got nervous for a second. I wonder what the breakdown's going to be down in D.C. because the Giant fan is giddy. The Giant fan is jacked. It's a nice, easy trip.
And it's opening day.
It's opening day. Now, the Commanders are very popular. They got to the NFC title game last year. They are a rabid fan base in D.C. I lived there for a few years. They love that freaking team. So I would still think it's going to be like 80-20 Commander fans.
I would think so as well. But you also got to remember, D.C. is like some of the season ticket holders are from elsewhere.
That is true.
Right, because it's a little bit of a transient city, so maybe those teams would be willing to sell, but the problem is it's the Giants.
Yeah.
If it was any other team than the Giants, say it was, I don't know, the 49ers, or whatever team travels well. I can't think of another one.
Oh, I'll give you one. The Pittsburgh Steelers.
Right, say it's the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yeah.
Maybe they would just say, all right, you guys can have the stadium today. I don't think they're going to give it up for the Giants fan, though.
Speaking of the Pittsburgh Steelers, as you may know, they're facing the Jets on Sunday.
Oh, really?
And according to Vivid Seats, all right, based on their projections on tickets sold and where the tickets were sold, they are projecting how many Steeler fans will be at MetLife Stadium on Sunday afternoon.
Oh, come on. Let's hear it.
48% of the stadium, Steeler
what?
Fans.
You can't let that happen.
Oh.
Same old Jets.
Are you selling your tickets?
I may have made a business decision.
Oh, come on, Evan.
I had to.
50-yard line. First row.
I had to.
Come on.
You know why I had to?
It's the first game of the season.
I understand these.
It's Aaron Rodgers.
First of all, I go there to see my team, not who we're facing. That's number one. Number two, the reason I made the business decision is not because someone offered an absurd amount of money, because that's not even true. Mm. It's the fact that the Giants play at 1 o'clock, the Mets play at 1 o'clock, and the Yankees play at 1 o'clock.
You're the DVR king.
Right, and can you forget baseball for opening day?
Mets-Reds. Yankees, Blue Jays. It's rough. I want to do my job as well as I can.
No. When this show started, Evan,
what?
You made a big proclamation to the three of us because you were missed to go to all the games.
Yes.
When there are big moments, I think it's important and of value for the show to be there. I just plucked down $400 to ride a train down to Landover, Maryland because I think it's important for the show that I'm there. And you're selling your ticket to Steeler fan?
Well, first of all, I don't know if it was a Steeler fan. That's number one.
Well, that graphic would tell you likely.
And number two,
there's a 50-50 chance it was.
That's true. 50-50. I'll be at least half the Jet games this year. I just had to make a decision based on Sunday with everybody happening at 1 o'clock. I got to watch everything. I'm going to be in my TV room with all the TVs set up. Jets will get the big screen. Giants will get a nice little teeny-weeny screen. Mets will have a nice size screen.
It's all right. We have a presence there with the Giants. We don't need you to worry about the Giants. We got the Giants.
All right, thank
we're
you.
Good. Yeah, okay. We're good. You know what? When we do Giants next Monday, Evan, sit it out. Go to the bathroom. Me and Tiki got to cover with Tommy.
So when we do Jets, Mets, and Yankees, you sit it out? Is that what you're telling me?
Fair.
Let's go to Roman and Hawthorne. What's up, Roman?
Hey, Evan, Tiki, thank you for taking the call.
Well,
love your show.
You.
Love the Giants.
Thank you, man. We acknowledge you, sir. What's up?
Thank you. That being said, I wanted to say that I don't care if Jalen Hurts, even if he stopped the war in Ukraine, I still would never like the Eagles, ever.
It's not about liking
ever.
The Eagles. It's about
what.
Liking
Ro- He can win the Nobel
him.
Peace Prize.
It's about
he can win the Nobel Peace Prize, and I will hate the Eagles forever.
Great, but you'll like him. That's all we're saying. We're not.
I'll lay all right.
That's all I'm asking. That's all I'm asking. Go ahead, Robert.
But I want to make a point about Jackson Dart. You guys were talking about, you know, especially you were saying Jackson Dart should sit. Let me draw a parallel first, and then I want to give you a really cool point. The parallel is to Eli Manning, obviously. Tiki knows all about that. He was on the same team as him. Listen, he started right behind Kurt Warner. He was sitting on the bench for, what was it, like four or five games, something like that?
Yeah, nine.
And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Think.
No, okay, nine, but he started at some point in his rookie season, lost every game until the last game, which I think, Tiki, you ran in that touchdown to win the game.
That's right.
He had an amazing, and you know, the rest is history. We all know about Eli Manning. So the point that I want to make about Dart, though, is I don't know if you guys ever heard of this, but there's something called the star predictor score. Did you guys hear about that?
I do not know that one.
Oh, so listen to this. So I checked this out. I went into it and I kind of like did some research on it. So the star predictor score, or the SPS, has been around since 2003, and they basically rate every rookie on how it's a fantasy thing. It's like for fantasy football, but whatever, you know, score they come out with. I just want to read you guys the top 10 guys that they had on the list and their scores, which unless you want to guess. If you want to guess, that would be really cool, but you'll never guess number 1.
The problem is the internet is very quick. So
oh, you already know?
I already know.
You screwed up the game. I was
All right, so Tiki already knows.
I was curious.
Go ahead. But reveal it. We'll let you do the reveal, Roman.
I'll do the reveal. It's amazing. So number 2, Lamar Jackson with a 99.2 score.
Right.
Jalen Hurts at number 3, 99. Ben Roethlisberger at number 4, 97.7. And I'll just go to number 5, Patrick Mahomes with 96.2.
Well, you're leaving out number 1. I mean, is number 1 Zach Wilson? Is that what you're about to tell us?
Yeah, Sam Darnold. Number 1, Jackson Dart with a perfect score of 100. Now, I don't know if it's – listen, I don't know. This is whatever. It's for fantasy. You know, somebody made this up, and they've been doing this. They've been keeping track since 2003. But this list is really cool. I mean, it's Deshaun Wilson is at 6, Cam Newton at 7, Kyler Murray at 8, Josh Allen at 9, and Drew Brees at 10. So – I don't know if it's valid. I don't know if there's anything to it, but just that star predictor score is, you know, it's like making us salivate as Giants fans, you know? So I have no problem with that. Look it up, star predictor score. You'll see it.
Does that make you salivate, Tiki?
I mean, it tells you that the expectation is high. Now, we all know success can come from many different ways. It can come from just great coaching. It can come from being in the right place at the right time. We'll call it a little bit luck. But it's ultimately about setting and achieving an expectation. And I think Jackson Dart has a high one for himself. The question is, are the tools around him to achieve it?
Yeah.
And so I think the answer to that question is yes. I think the expectation is through the roof. And he has every potential to be a star. By the way, he just read the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
The other rookie from this year that also has 100 is Ashton Gentry.
How about that, huh?
100% chance to be a star.
I'm going to spend my night doing this after the Yankees are done, after the Mets are done. I got to study if this stat, this star predictor score, I got to go deep in the weeds on it.
You got to go back?
I got to go back further. And I can't just see the ones that are high. I need to see the really low ones, like where they missed out, or some other high ones that didn't work out.
So this is the one the list I'm looking at.
Yeah.
It's historic. And so it has.
But, Teak, how do we know they didn't insert it after the fact?
I have no idea.
You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a good point. Because Calvin Johnson is right up there with 100.
Right. Like, what if I told you, hey, I created a new baseball stat? It's a way to determine if prospects are any good. It's called the FLOPUS. And according to the FLOPUS, I knew Bill Pulsifer was going to be a bust. I had him like 150th. The same thing with Brian Taylor. That was a Yankee prospect. But you know who I had really high and no one saw it coming?
Who?
No one saw it coming. Chin-Ming Wong. Had him very high and had a couple of really good years. DeGrom was very high. I just made it up. Like, if you're listening to me, I just lied to you.
You're right.
All that's made up. So I don't know if these stats go way back.
Yeah,
when.
We don't have a chart of whether historically this is right or wrong. One name that I found that's down at the bottom of the list, this is on the page like 20-something that I'm looking at, was T.J. Yeldon. Remember him?
Oh, running back. Yeah.
Alabama.
Yeah.
His score was 42.
See?
And it was kind of right.
Now, I understand that there are some people very upset with me about the decision I made to sell some tickets over the weekend, so I'll let Sean in Brooklyn yell and scream at me. How are you today, Sean?
Evans, this is just pathetic behavior. This is why we have such a losing culture with the goddamn Jets.
I'm a loser.
With our fans, because of just loser behavior with our fans. We're going to let the goddamn Steelers fans take over the stadium on week one. We should be all hyped up for a new culture, a new coach, be excited, but instead we're going to be swamped with Steelers fans because of loser fans like you.
Same old Jets.
Damn tickets.
Well, okay. You got to be the hype man. I like that. By the way, Sean is a fan. And know what fans can talk about? You can do it on the NFL on the Fan, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Would you like to answer this accusation that you are a loser, quote-unquote, loser fan?
Number one, I do not deny that I'm a loser fan. I am a loser fan. I embrace that. That's number one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.